لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی.
I think that documentary was extremely, extremely powerful in highlighting some very key elements of the revolution, one of which was for sure the power that a people can have. It was definitely, although it was a divine revolution, it was also a people's revolution. You saw how many protests, how many rallies. They gave the numbers, 15,000, at least 15,000 scholars, people sacrificed their lives for this revolution. It was truly something that these people struggled for, and it showed that when you open your eyes and you're aware of the oppression around you, these people made a difference and they made it happen. Next of all, I would like to invite Maulana Badai for his speech on the importance of the Islamic Revolution. Salat.
Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد. First of all, I would like to convey my congratulations to the Imam of the Age, to Wali Faqih, to respected ulama, scholars, all of brothers and sisters participating in this celebration on 35th anniversary of Islamic Revolution. I want to draw your attention only to some points regarding Islamic Revolution, which was actually revolution of Islamic Ummah in our century. Allah the Almighty promised believers, all of mu'mineen, that كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلَبَنَّ Ana wa Rusuli. Allah has written down He and His prophets certainly overcome. And also Allah the Almighty stated that Ul jaa al haq wa dhahaq al batil. Haq and truth has come and false has vanished. Also Allah in His holy book promised all of believers that Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, in tansurullah yansurukum, if you help, if you support Allah, it means that the religion of Allah, if you support Prophet of Allah, if you support to spread message of divine books, Allah surely will support you, will help you. And also Allah the Almighty promised all of believers that أَنَّ الْأَرْضِ يَرِثُهَا عبادي الصالحون, the earth, the land will be inherited to the truth believers, to the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By these verses of Quran, I want to send and convey this message. Allah fulfilled his promise to believers. The Islamic revolution was actually fulfillment of Allah's promise. And this was victory of all of believers, all of Muslim and non-Muslim, all of people who believe to divine book, to prophet of God. And this revolution actually was continuation of revolution of our beloved prophet, which took place 14th century ago in Mecca, and also is continuation of the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. The same slogan, all of people, when they come in the history during the revolution in Iran, they says that Hayhat min Nazillah, the same as slogan Imam alayhi salam in Karbala has said. The another point I want to draw your attention, this is to this important point, that the Islamic revolution which happened in Iran actually was the great step toward occultation of Imam As alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. And the main aim of the revolution is to prepare occultation of Imam alayhi salam. And that's why the late Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, in few speeches he said that this revolution actually is revolution of Imam alayhi salam, is revolution of Imam As alayhi salam. And this government which established by Imam Khomeini actually has one target, one aim, only to prepare everything for reappearance and occultation of Imam As alayhi salam. My dear brothers and sisters, this is our prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that nasun min al mashriq. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. Salli ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. In his valuable narration says that nasun min al mashriq yubatti'una lil mahdi sultana. A group of people, a group of believer mu'minin come an uprising from east only to prepare occultation of Imam alayhi salam. And I think by the Islamic revolution, by this revolution, whatever the Prophet said actually fulfilled and happened in this revolution. Number five, this revolution was miracle of the age, miracle of the century. When we look at the history of revolution, we will understand that this revolution happened without any supportation from other countries, from any president, prime minister. All of Islamic and non-Islamic countries were against Islamic revolution at that time. All of them, without any military action, without any army. Imam came only by supportation of nation, by believers. Only that. How can we happen? Imagine at that time, all of countries, all of the world, neighbor of Iran and non-neighbor, all of them support Shah with his famous army at that time. Number six, this Islamic revolution proved and showed us might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also showed us power of religion in this age, and also showed us the religion, any religion, still has a power to mass movement, actually, to bring out people in the society, in the community. And this revolution also proved that religion and politics will not be separated. Because the Prophet, our Prophet, established a government in the Medina. How we can fulfill all of the ahkam shari'a without any government? Without any state? We have to have Islamic government to be able to fulfill ahkam shari'a. The another thing I want to say, actually, religion will purify politics. We recite in Ziyarat al-Jama'a wa Sasatul Ibad, the pure politician are a'imma alayhim as-salam. And politics without any spiritual, without any religion is not good, is not recommended, particularly for Islamic countries. Number seven, the aim of Islamic revolution happened in Iran was to spring message of Quran, message of Islam, message of A'imma to all of the world. That's why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said that this revolution was explosion of light, inqilab ma infijar an-nur bud. Imam said, explosion of light. And encourage all of mu'mineen, all of believers. One of priests said, please do not say this revolution give life only to Islam. All of religion gave life by your religion, by your revolution. And they became confident. Religion also in this time, in this century, can rule, able to bring people to the society and manage the society. And number eight, dear brother and sister, despite all of hostilities, despite all of conspiracy, despite all of plots and all of sanction during 35 years ago, despite all of those things, the Islamic revolution also alive and stable without any deviation. If you look at some revolution happen in African countries, the name of revolution also alive, but the way, the message, the aim lost. But this revolution, despite all of hostilities, actually, without any deviation, the day after the day become stronger than ever, stronger than past, and inshallah is going to be as an example Islamic countries for all of the Islamic countries. Inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Khamenei Rahbar.
One of the most important pillars of this revolution, without any doubt, was Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh as the leader of the revolution. His characteristics, his qualities was very important for this revolution. Imam rahmatullah alayh was arif, was zahid, was philosopher, was politician, an Imam was mountain of Tawheed, pure Tawheed. If you look at the history of this revolution, Imam did not rely to any countries, to anyone. At that hard time, did not send any message, any letter to help us, because he was pure Tawheed. And Imam taught us actually the condition for success in this time, in this world, is Tawheed. Only we have to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else, no one else. And Imam Rahmatullah alayhi was not attached to any countries, was not supported to any from other countries, Western and others, and this country actually. Only by a special grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a special bless from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continue this revolution. That's why this revolution is still alive. When we look at the history of Egypt, only 1 year, the revolution, with this high expensive, actually, they spend for that revolution only 1 year. And after 1 year, the revolution finished and can't continue. There was a very good group, has experience, more than 50 years they had experience, but they couldn't. And Imam Rahmatullah alayhi was truly sincere. When a journalist asked Imam, when he was coming to Iran in 2nd of February, millions of people were waiting Imam at the airport, and asked Imam, how do you feel? Imam said, nothing. Why? Because Imam only look at his duty, now look to the result of his duty. He was servant of God, nothing else. And Imam only time says that, I am servant of God, only I do my duty. I don't look at the result of duty, what's happened. And the last point, without any difficulties and pressure and hostilities came from our enemy of Islam, the people, the nation, the Iranian nation still support their revolution and love their revolution. And the last Tuesday, millions of people from Iran, from big city, small city, all of village came to the street and supported Inqilab, supported revolution, and helped revolution, and actually did allegiance and bay'ah with Ayatollah al-Uzma, Imam Khamenei. They actually did this demonstration to show our enemy their pressure, their difficulties will not affect the people. The people will not change their mind, because they like their wali faqih, their imam, their countries, their Islam, their religion, their belief and revolution attached to their belief. If they can separate between their belief and their actually country, so they can be success to actually separate between nation and their imam and wali faqih. Inshallah, by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this inqilab, this revolution will be continued. Inshallah. until a quotation of Imam As alayhi salam, and inshallah this revolution, as all of mu'mineen believes, that happened to prepare everything for a quotation of Imam As alayhi salam. Thank you all of brothers and sisters, especially my dear brothers Hujjatul Islam wal Muslimin Hajar Shabiri, and all of brothers and sisters. They try to have a very good celebration on 35th anniversary of Islamic Revolution. Wa salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala